Lots of possibilities. All right, you ready to get into some questions here?
Sure.
This first one's a doozy if you're ready. It's a, it says a 1965 Airstream Overlander from Don Peavy. The entire email says, need help verifying VIN number.
Okay.
So, VIN number on a 65 Overlander. So, VIN location, I guess.
Well, the VIN location is on a tag to the right of the door.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So
that's where it is on 65. But just to put a caveat here, some of them are relatively easy to decipher. But, you know, in 65, there was, you know, Jackson Center production, and there was California, L.A., wherever the plant was at the time, production. And their VIN number system was really dramatically different from each other.
Hmm.
I do know on vintageairstream.com, in the archive section, you can look up, you know, it's got like the breakdown of all the different trailers and pictures of them and whatnot. But there's also a breakdown of the VIN of each model. Because a lot of times there'd be like a certain part of the VIN denotes, you know, the size.
Right, right.
And certainly on the Ohio built trailers, it would have said, you know, it would have been somewhere or other in the first couple of numbers, it would have said 26, which for a 26 footer.
Mm-hmm.
I think the zero or something in the beginning was Jackson Center, I believe. And, you know, sometimes it might be an I, and some people think it's a one, but the I was for actually International, which is a trim package.
Yeah.
And they also talked about whether it was twin or double or this kind of stuff. So, so what's the number?
They didn't give it. They just wanted help verifying it. So I don't know if they just needed to find it, but that's all the email said. But oddly enough, Colin and I have found, probably more Colin than me, but I found it even on my little rebuilding, is if that plate's missing, a lot of times these VIN numbers are written on the back of some of the cabinetry and countertops.
Yeah, but you're right, but it's only, and you wouldn't find it in the mid-60s, I don't think, but certainly in the 50s, and, well, yours too, but it was only the last four digits of the VIN, which is really the numerical production number of that particular model.
Hmm.
So it wasn't a complete VIN. Now, I have found on occasion, and, you know, it may be on all of them, it's just I never see it, but I've seen numbers, certainly on the newer trailers, they stamp the VIN right into the frame, and the A-frame up front.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't necessarily see it on all of them, and you wouldn't necessarily see the whole number either, so trying to get a VIN verification based on something on the A-frame of a trailer that's in the 60s, not easy.
Yeah.
On the new Airstreams, though, they put the complete VIN on the A-frame and, of course, on another tag, which is not next to the door. It's actually on the street side. But
all right. Well, hope that helps, Don. Hope you have your plate there, and you just needed a verification on what you were looking at. So I hope that helps out. We got a voicemail here. It looks like it's from Kevin. I think he's talking about axles. Let's have a listen.
Hey, Tim and Colin. Chris Colin from Montana. Have a question for the show. Must have got my ears screwed up. I always thought that 62 well, torsion axles were new in 61 and were welded on 62, weren't welded on. Looking at a potential candidate that's a 62, and they're obviously welded on. So just curious, Colin, how much trouble that is. Obviously, the bolted-on ones, I've been there, done that. Just kind of if you could walk through the process of the removing the old and putting in new. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. So his axle was welded on. I guess some of the early ones he just welded on, Colin, instead of